flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
5 o'clock, or relatively close.
I was wondering what would break first, your spirit or your body?
This is a Super Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Injured? Don't trust just anyone to something so personal. Call George McCoy at Warren Allen, online at warrenallen.com.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080. The Fan.
That will never get old to me.
What?
Jordan Mailata doing the Bane bit.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
See if I can find that here for you. I thought I had that. Buck would know where it is, but he's not here because he took his birthday off.
This is weird. His 40th birthday while he puts together a birthday list for his daddy.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Strange.
Welcome back to our show. Hope you're having a good little Monday. It's your Sports Bros, Rop and Sook. I'm Rop. That's Big Sook right over there.
Look here until the snow comes, then panic.
Yep.
Although, you know, if all it comes on Wednesday, we're not here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Hot Ducks basketball, which...
Boy, they looked bad last night.
They looked bad like the last handful of nights. Lost, what, 5 or 6? And now they're on the road at Michigan. Turns out the Big Ten, harder in basketball than it is at football.
Where's Pete? Where's Masters Pete? Saying fire Dana Altman.
Oh, believe me.
Haven't heard from him.
That text is coming in. Give it time.
So Will Ortner is in today. He's giving you hot NBA over-under totals in his sports snorts.
Mm. Hey.
That's the extra mile we're looking for.
The Blazers right now. The tank is off.
Yeah.
Realize the Blazers are 4 games away from the play-in spot.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was...
Sacramento's 24-24 and is 10th. And Portland is 20-29. And I think they've won, is it 6 or 7 or 7 or 8?
It's 7 of 8. And I was giving Danny crap because I was like, Danny... Because, you know, they do the show before us.
Yes.
And so we see Danny and Dusty, too.
Yeah.
And,
mostly Danny. You know, Dusty, we're like, whatever. Get out of here.
Well, Dusty usually has to run out of here because he has to go coach.
That is true.
Or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, he bolts. He's got hot football that he's got to attend
He's our Doug Gottlieb.
Yes.
But Danny hangs around and he likes to talk. And I was like, dude, you told us the Blazers were tanking. And they've won 7 of 8.
Yeah.
You tank, son of a bitch.
The tank is off.
What is going on? Well, he dodged my question. He did not answer it.
Well, the problem is that the young guys are winning. And you can't how else are you gonna tank? If you play the young guys and the young guys are the ones doing it, there's nothing you can do. And so right now it's the young guys that are carrying this. So we'll see what happens come trade deadline if they get rid of some of the vets. But you can't tell the young guys that the whole point of you developing them is to not win. So it's look, the tank is off and are playing really well. Now, it's going to be hilarious when they miss the play-in by like 2 games and this season was lost, but, you know, right now it's fun. I mean, they're favored tonight against Phoenix.
All right, coming up, we will talk about the most surprising trade that we can remember. If you didn't see it, we'll tell you all about it.
Yeah.
And then tonight in the club, I saw a Christopher Walken interview I'd like to bring to your attention.
Okay.
Because he's great.
Oh, he's wonderful. Severance has brought it back into our, like, into the collective consciousness of how great Christopher Walken is. And he, along with Jeff Rust, are in that category that when I look at them, they make me smile, and my day is just better.
Do you know much about him?
I know a little bit about him. I don't know if I know all about him.
Okay, well, I have facts.
I know he was a dancer.
Yeah, I have facts about Christopher Walken. He did an interview in the Wall Street Journal, mm-hmm. and it's just great.
How old is he now? Is he
80
yet?
I think he's in his 80s. I want to say 84, but it might be 78. It also might be 76.
81 years old.
Yep, 81.
And dare I say, he looks great.
So I have hot Christopher Walken facts that you didn't know you needed.
Yeah, I don't know that much about him. I don't know where he's from or...
No, I'm going to tell you all that because it's fascinating. Right. He is a fascinating character. That'll be in the club tonight. Right now, the Hunt 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victoricos.com.
Number five.
Tigers have signed starting pitcher Jack Flaherty to a 2-year, $35 million baseball deal.
At least it's not the Dodgers. I'm happy when anyone signs anywhere and it's not the Dodgers.
Well, if the Dodgers don't even have room for him.
No, they'll make room.
They wouldn't. They don't. Dude, Jack Flaherty is probably going to be, he's going to be the number two guy in Detroit.
He'd be
the
set.
Dodgers will laugh at him. They were like, we don't really have any room, but we'll sign you to a minor league deal.
You can come out of the bullpen. You can be long relief for us.
Unbelievable. Yes. He was in Detroit last season before being traded to the Dodgers, yeah. who then were like, yeah, fine, you can have him back. Yankees are adding pitching depth. They signed former Mets starter Carlos Carrasco. You wondered what happened to him, didn't you? Well, there he is. 37, a spry 37-year-old.
When's Pete Alonso signing with the Mets? Can we fast forward to that?
It's a minor league deal. Is he going to sign with the Mets?
There's talk that they may circle back. He hadn't signed, so the market isn't quite there for him. So we're hoping that eventually it dries up and they just...
Why is there no market for him?
Because he wants a ridiculous amount of money because Scott Boras is his agent.
Is it possible he's overrated?
It's possible.
Number four.
But I still love him, and I would like to pull a bear back with my beloved New York Mets.
Florida State men's basketball coach Leonard Hamilton is resigning after this, his 23rd season. This is mainly over those unpaid NIL payments to players who have now sued him.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
He's also 76 years old. Did you know that?
No, I did not know he was that old until I saw the story.
I have hot five trivia. Do you want hot five trivia?
Let's go.
How many of the top five winningest ACC men's basketball coaches can you name?
Of all time?
Yes. You should be able to get them all.
Well, Dean Smith.
Yeah, he's number two.
Coach K.
He's number one.
Rick Pitino.
No.
No?
ACC.
Well, was it? Oh, I guess Louisville wasn't in the ACC. They were
no, that's not
true. Who else is floating around there?
You're missing a big one.
Missing a big one.
And there's another sneaky one.
Jim Valvano?
No. He was, no.
Yeah, did you get the Syracuse guy? Boeheim?
What am I missing?
Boeheim, Syracuse? No, they were Big East for most of the season.
They were Big East? Who am I missing? Was Georgetown in the ACC?
No.
They were Big East, too.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I?
By the way, Leonard Hamilton's fifth.
Who am I missing?
You're missing two. Roy Williams.
Oh.
And Gary Williams.
Yeah, for God's sake.
From Maryland.
From Maryland.
Ohio State has now lost both national championship coordinators. Defensive coordinator Jim Knowles bolted to Penn State. Now OC Chip Kelly will be the highest paid assistant in the NFL. He joins Tom Brady and Pete Carroll with the Raiders.
I know that everyone, we talked about this earlier, but everyone's being floored at the Luka trade. This one makes no sense to me. Hasn't been in the NFL since 2016. His offenses got worse every year he was in the NFL. His offenses were not gangbuster at UCLA. He had obviously a very nice offense at Ohio State, but $6 million? He makes more than Spags. He's going to make more than $1.5 million more than Spags in Kansas City. I just don't understand the $6 million for him with the Raiders. It's puzzling.
Ryan Grubb fired by the Seahawks. He's landed back with Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. He will be the Tide's new OC.
Well, his offense in the NFL was atrocious, marrying the run and the pass, so he needs to go back to college.
And Oregon running backs coach Rashad Samples is interviewing for the same position with the Cowboys. He is from Dallas. Blazers are back at it. They play the Suns again tonight at Moda. Phoenix no match on Saturday night. as Portland won by 19.
Dude, this is the damnedest thing to see Portland not just winning, but blowing teams out.
They can't be stopped.
No.
Robert Williams is questionable tonight. Reports are he is being aggressively pursued by a Western Conference contender ahead of Thursday's trade deadline.
Well, there's some talk, too, now with the Lakers dealing Anthony Davis. They need a center, and Portland has centers. So, and if you notice lately that DeAndre Ayton has decided to give a damn and play hard, would someone like DeAndre Ayton come on down?
If you're wondering when Luka will suit up for the Lakers, yes, he is a Laker. It's looking like possibly the run begins next week.
Yeah, because he's been out for 20-plus games dealing with the his little calvesies. Or should I say he's big calves. Stop now. This is Eddie ballooned up to like 265, 270. this stretch he was out.
Number one.
It's not the best. We give Zion a lot of crap. Luka likes to put on some LBs too.
Pass rusher Myles Garrett has requested a trade out of Cleveland. He is 29 years old and wants to win a Super Bowl. Yeah. Browns just a whopping 3-14.
Well, they've made the postseason twice. The dude's as good as it gets in the NFL when it comes to being a pass rusher, but I think people are going to be shocked at the price tag when it comes to Myles Garrett, because the Khalil Mack one, Mack was 2 years younger, and no one's giving him that kind of haul. They're saying that like a 1 and maybe a 2 and a 3 or a 1 and 2 threes maybe gets this done. I don't think he's going to get 2 ones. 1, he makes a ton of money. 2, he's 29 going on 30. This will be a much more reasonable price tag. And the one team that makes total sense, well, actually there's two. Detroit could make this done, but the one that makes sense is the Commanders, because they've got money to spend. They got money to absorb this. They're not paying anyone. And that's a team with a roster that wasn't very good, got to the doorstep of the Super Bowl. That's the one, if you want to kind of take a swing with a cheap quarterback, the Commanders makes a lot of sense.
By the way, Commanders are staying the Commanders.
Yeah.
New owner Josh Harris says the team name is here to stay, and yeah, they're embracing it.
Yeah, they said that because for a long time when they took over was the idea that he did not like that. He wasn't on board. But yeah, he came out and said that, with the
he's
success,
all in.
Yeah, they're all in, which is disappointing because that name sucks.
Victor Rico's Mexican food, a hit with the whole family. Order in-store, online, or delivered to your door at victorricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. Luka is a Laker. We make sense of it next.
This is a Super Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by George McCoy at warrenallen.com.
On 1080, The Fan.
Hello. Welcome back to our show. Here's where we spitball about why the hell the Mavs traded Luka to the Lakers.
No one seems to know. Outside of outside of the weird casino theory.
Well, that's not a really weird theory, but well, it's
kind of is.
Well, I mean, not really when you start talking about what billionaires are doing,
yeah.
It's never weird. Well, remember this? We did this with Paul Allen for years, where it's like people are trying to predict what Paul Allen would think or do. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, you do not even live in an orbit next to the orbit that he lives in.
No.
Like, there's no way to predict his behavior or what he's going to think or do, because you have no idea what it's like to be Paul Allen, yeah, and be worth $50 billion.
Yep.
And it's the same thing with the Adelsons. Like, those people are so rich, so they're the new owners of the Mavs. Mm-hmm. The rumor is that they dealt Luka because they're trying to get a big casino operation going in Texas, and they're trying to lobby the legislature down there to change the laws so that they can make a ton of money on this new Vegas-y type casino, mm-hmm, in Dallas that would have the Mavs' new arena with it. And they're not getting anywhere with that. And apparently they want to threaten to move the team from Dallas to Vegas. That would be their next step in trying to rattle the cages and get this done.
It's basically the plot of Major League.
So they would want the Mavericks to suck, and so they traded Luka. I mean, look, I don't know, man.
Isn't it weird, though, that the plot of Major League is the most viable? It's the only thing that even remotely makes sense, even though it's absolutely insane.
They want to leave.
It's the only... Well, the idea is that they can either say, they spend more money lobbying in Texas than any other group. They spend more money on politicians than anyone else. And they still can't get the state to say, yes, you can build a casino.
Which is crazy.
So the idea is...
Think about that.
You either... We become so bad and we suck over the next 3 or 4 years that we threaten to leave and go to Vegas, which won't happen. The NBA won't let it. You're telling me the NBA is going to let the fourth largest market lose its team? Oh, and by the way, give up a $7 to $8 billion franchise fee for the expansion team that's coming to Vegas? But the threat is you either let us build this casino or we're gone in Vegas. And so either Dallas agrees and they build their casino or they move to Vegas. I find that all to be ludicrous, and yet it's still the only thing that makes any sense because there's not one other theory. And I have watched and read and listened to every single credible NBA voice, and not one person can make any sort of sense out of what the hell Nico Harrison was doing by calling one team and one team only and getting arguably the worst haul in the history of the NBA for a 25-year-old, five-time All-NBA player that's a perennial MVP who, by the way, just took your average-ass team to the NBA Finals last year. It makes no sense.
Well, I'm of the opinion that people know. It's just they're not saying.
Yeah, and then eventually it'll come out.
I don't know that. I don't know if it will or not. I just think it's one of those insider things that maybe if you're close enough to know somebody, like Nico's from here, you know that, right?
Yeah.
Nico Harrison is from here.
Tigered, right? Well, he's an old Nike guy, which is how he knows Palenka.
Exactly. So a lot of his tentacles are still around here. So there's, you know, there's some stuff floating out about why this went down, but I don't know if it'll ever come out. I don't know. It's one of those insidery things that may just stay insider, but Nico Harrison's reputation is basically all riding on this. Yeah. So you would think at some point, if he could, he would want to justify what just happens. But I just cannot think that it's as simple as he wanted to make that move for the betterment of the Mavs. That's just not how it works. There's something more at play here. I don't know if it's the Adelsons. You know, the Adelsons don't give a rip about sports.
No.
And they also don't give a rip about Dallas. So, you know, that angle is interesting to me. Like, why did they even buy into that? Why did Cubans? You know, that whole thing is a little odd. So maybe there's something with that. And we do know that they are trying to get that casino thing built. So it could be tied to that. You know, there could be stuff going on with Luka behind the scenes no one can admit or no one can say.
The one thing we do know, and this is well documented, is the Mavericks over the last couple of years have kind of gutted all the support staff that Luka was close to, from trainers to medical staff. And Luka has been public about that anyone that was close to him, and they're not thrilled with Luka's shape. In fact, one of the unnamed executives in Dallas today, in one of the stories I read, said, "How on earth do you play 40 minutes a night in the NBA and gain weight?" So the weight and the commitment has been a real thing. There's the famous video clip of Michael Finley taking the beer out of Luka's hands, and they're not thrilled with always the condition and the shape he comes in. That's always been a battle, but he's all NBA every year and went to the NBA Finals. So even if you thought that, all right, we don't love the commitment, we don't love necessarily how this is going to age, you still traded for a guy 6.5 years older that still has massive injury problems and a commitment issue throughout his NBA career. It just doesn't make any sense. Every other GM came out, and I guess they kept this so close to the vest. The only ones that knew about this were the Lakers and the Mavericks. And like every GM is like, oh my God, we would have offered so much more than this.
I actually think that's the weirder part. Honestly, Nico Harrison and whoever else, but I think it's just him in Dallas, traded Luka Doncic because they had to.
Yeah.
There is no other logical explanation. He is not that dumb. He's just not. So what that is, why did he have to? There's a lot of things it could be. We don't know. The weirder thing is that from what we know, the whole league is saying,
no one knew.
No one knew about this. In other words, he did not shop around. He only called Rob Pelinka of the Lakers, told him to keep it quiet, and he did this deal with him and him only. That's weird. I don't understand that. The only thing that I could say to that would be that Luka wanted to go there.
Yeah.
And if they knew behind the scenes that it wasn't going to work out with Luka and they wanted to move on from him, maybe that's the only reason they called LA.
And we'll find out, because the story, again, we only know what we've been told, but Luka claims, blindsided, he had just built a $16 million house. Like, I guess he bought it. Literally, they said like weeks ago. Supposedly cried, and his dad went on an absolute media tirade, mother effing the Mavericks organization top to bottom. So if he really wanted out and didn't have an interest in being there, oh, and by the way, he cost himself whatever it is, $100 million with the Supermax because he can't get it anywhere else. And LA has some of the highest taxes in the country, where Texas has no state tax. He cost himself just an ass ton of money. If that's really the case, then again, kudos to Luca and everyone for running a hellacious smokescreen here. All I know is that if this really was Nico and Rob Pelinka, who were old buddies from Nike, if this were to be done in a fantasy sort of league, the commissioner would veto this. If you were running a fantasy league and two guys that were close friends from back in the day worked out this deal, you as the commissioner would look at this and be like, yeah, no, we're not doing this. And yet it happened right before our eyes. I mean, noted NBA scribes, guys like Shams, are coming out and saying this is the worst trade they've seen in the history of the NBA. I mean, that is not light language. And for to... It just seems such a bizarre thing to wake up and see this. So I'm open to the idea, like you are, that there is more and that it's going to come out. But all I can go on is face value right now. And that is really hard to believe outside of that wild casino theory. But at least that one has some, like you can kind of look at it and be like, well, it's insane. But I guess that kind of makes sense, as opposed to you really thought Anthony Davis... And if, by the way, the Lakers had two firsts they could have traded. They got one. Look at what Kevin Durant got. Look at what Rudy Gobert got in his deal. And you're telling me that Rudy Gobert and Anthony Davis at 31 were worth like 10 times what you got in exchange for 25-year-old Luka Doncic, yeah. Arguably the best scorer in the NBA.
Yeah, there's something more to it.
Yeah,
but. You know, as far as shocking, you know, I thought of another trade. We were talking about this in Stockwatch. Ortner was asking us, is this the most surprising trade you can remember? And I brought up, it wasn't a trade, but I brought up the firing of Tom Landry.
Yeah.
I think that shook. I'd be interested to know what they're saying in Dallas for the people that are old enough to remember that. That was 1989. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that was more shocking than this to them, or if this is even more shocking than that. Well, because I remember at that time, that was a huge, that rocked the NFL world.
Yes.
That Jerry fired Tom Landry. The other one was the Herschel Walker trade.
Yeah.
Somebody else brought up.
Is something just coming out of Dallas, by the way? This is where all this is.
I don't know what's
centered?
Going on down there.
I listened to Will Kane today. He was on doing an interview with Russillo, and he was saying, like, for him, because he's like just young enough to where he doesn't really remember the Landry thing, it's like they're calling it like a part two.
That.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the old same. People are saying this is what we felt like when Tom got fired.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. The Ricky Williams Saints trade, the Ditka thing.
Yeah.
That one was pretty surprising. And I thought of one other one. Now, it's not on the level of Luka Anthony Davis. It's just not. It's not even close. But it was a trade most recently that I remember we were like, whoa, when it happened. And that was when Matt Stafford got traded for Jared Goff.
Yeah, it was a big deal. And remember at the time they ate all that money in the contract. And that was one of those like, oh, my God. But I mean, think about that. They said that it's the first, or I guess it's the third time in NBA history that a multi-time All-Star, 25 or younger, has been dealt. Tracy McGrady, who forced his way out, and Wilt Chamberlain. And the other one is Luka. Luka's been in the league 6 years. He was rookie of the year, and since then he has been, think about how hard it is to be first team all NBA, right? Like,
I know, I've never been there.
Yeah, you are one of the five greatest players of all time. I mean, or the five best players in the league. And you look at some of the all time greats, they haven't been first team all NBA more than five or six times. Luka's been in the league 6 years. He's been all NBA first team five times. Like,
well, he's amazing.
This is generational type stuff.
You know what's also weird about it? And maybe this doesn't tie in because Nico wasn't there to draft him. I don't think he was, right?
No.
Nico came later.
I don't think so, yeah.
They lucked ass backwards into him.
Yeah.
You know, like, so they have Dirk for 20 however many years.
Yeah, built the statue for him.
Oh, my God. Dirk was like, he won him a title.
Yeah.
He was Mr. Mavericks, never left, stayed there, played his whole career there, was just like this transcendent Dallas superstar, right? He goes away, and they go in the draft and they find this young kid. Where's he even from? I don't even know where he's from.
Slovenia,
named Luka, who at the time nobody really knew was this good.
No, I mean, we knew they good, take him. They didn't know this.
They draft him. 2 years later, they're like, "Os, we have a superstar on our hands." And a couple years after that, they freaking trade him.
Yep.
What on earth? So I'm of the opinion that there's something more going on. Maybe we'll find out in time. Maybe we won't. But the other thing here is that the effing Lakers just traded up again.
Yeah.
How do they keep doing this?
I don't know.
Does the league allow? Does the league like facilitate this so that the Lakers can just remain good?
It's just the.
It's unbelievable.
It's the damnedest thing.
F them.
There is just something about being in. Like I if you're a Laker fan. How nice is it is no matter what happens, just think about Portland and how hard it is to get anyone to want to be here. And yet in LA, like a new generational player, just you crap one out seemingly every 6 or 7 years. Like, oh yeah, here you go. Like, oh, Kobe's gone. You know, no big deal. Here's LeBron. Oh, LeBron's gone. Like, oh, you know, here's Luka.
What if we can get Luka? Everybody laughs. Oh no, we're getting Luka. Overnight way, on a Saturday.
Can
night.
We also point out, too, for every Laker fan that's like, oh, it hasn't been that great, LeBron. They won a title. They got Anthony Davis.
Yeah, it was COVID time.
Well, they still won one with Anthony Davis.
Yeah, he's
and here he comes.
He's not. That we could do a whole other segment on him.
He's really good.
He is. He's kind of being like nobody respects him.
No.
And it's a very interesting. He has a very interesting sort of legacy that he's. Created.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to make of him either. Like, I know he's great.
He's so good. He's one of the best two-way players. But isn't it, does it say something about how good Luka is that we act like getting Anthony Davis is like, it's like getting Frank Borkowski or something. Like, we're like,
whoa, take it easy on the brick.
Anthony Davis is freaking amazing. And by the way, that lineup that they're putting out there in Dallas is going to be good.
Yes.
Because Anthony Davis is a phenomenal two-way player.
If he's healthy.
It's just that, yeah, if he's healthy. It's just that Luka is. Like, I looked it up. In the history of the NBA, there right now, I believe, if my count is correct, there's only 11 people in the history of the NBA that have more first-team All-NBA selections than Luka. He's been in the league 6 years.
Yeah.
Like, he's on trajectory.
We know that. I just was, with Davis, it's just, it's weird. We kind of crap all over him, and yeah. I don't think we should.
No.
Although, I see why we do. It's a weird one. And by the way, somebody pointing out, Dallas didn't draft Luka. That's true. They traded Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
And somebody on the internet instantly posted, just out of nowhere, in a surprising comeback victory, the Atlanta Hawks win the Luka trade. And they did.
Yeah, they did.
Out of nowhere. We thought they got crushed in that trade. No, they didn't.
Yeah, no. And all watch right. Luka come out. We'll find out that he's got a massive alcohol problem. And,
well, like I said, there's something going on.
And then we, you know.
They're not just going to give up on him like that.
All of a sudden he becomes Jared Lorenzen. Like he comes back. We find out he's 315. He's smoking darts on the sidelines. You're like, ah, hell.
All right. What a weekend. Next, here's Ortner.
This is a Super Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com.
On 1080, The Fan.
I wanted to look up Wilbon's claim that Luka is as hurt as Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Or he didn't say as hurt. He said
as many games.
Less ready to play.
I think Luka's played in a career, I think it's 67 games is the average I think I saw.
Yeah, that's not exactly right.
No.
I'm just doing regular season. I didn't do playoffs.
Sure.
So they may have had playoffs in there. But regular season, Luka Doncic, for his career, averages 60 games a season.
Okay.
Anthony Davis, care to guess? He's played longer, but this is over the course of his career.
I'll go 63.
59.
So about the same.
What Will Bond was saying, technically, if you go by that,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
well,
about the same.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I get the knocks on Luka, and I get the knocks on AD.
Mm-hmm.
I am shocked that Anthony Davis's average games played per season is 59.
Yeah.
I would have guessed way lower.
That's the nickname is like street clothes and all that.
Well, yeah.
He always seems to be nicked up.
Well, but. He just seems like a...
He's fragile.
Yeah. Well, you're being nice.
Yeah. I mean, it is. And Luka isn't viewed as fragile. He's just viewed as kind of a, I don't know, like a,
Well, he's younger.
He's younger and he's at it. I mean, it's just his comes down to shape. They want him.
Well, he parties. We know that.
He parties. And it is interesting that for someone as good, generationally as good as he is, he just is. He's, again, one of the five best players in the NBA since he stepped foot on a court. It was like, here it goes. Rookie of the year, now five-time All-NBA first team. Like, Anthony Davis has never done anything like that. Nor did Anthony Davis lead a team to the NBA Finals or the conference finals on his own, right? He has always been the Batman in his best seasons to LeBron. And by the way, since that one half championship, the Lakers have done exactly jack squat with the two of them. Whereas Luka has, again, in 5 years, led a team to the conference finals and the NBA Finals. It is amazing, though, that someone hasn't been able to get into his head to just be in better shape. And supposedly this year he brought in a personal trainer, personal chef, all of that. That is one of the, and whether it's Zion or any of the other guys that have battled this over the years, it is amazing to me that you can't get someone scheduled to make $350 million over whatever it is, 5 years, that you can't put a team in place that watches him and watch what goes into your mouth and gets you to work out. I mean, and he plays ridiculous amounts. I mean, he plays 40 minutes a night. It's not like he's out there just, you know, doesn't have any steam in his engine. I will never be able to properly fathom that you can't get guys like this to be in shape.
I get that. I would take it a step further and say, I don't see a problem with him. Like, dude,
it works.
Ortner was saying that, was it Russillo you said?
Yeah, Russillo literally said, like, screamed it at Bill Simmons when Simmons was like, well, maybe there's a good reason. It's he could be smoking cigarettes taking the ball up the court.
And I wouldn't care.
Still offer him the Supermax.
Exactly. That's kind of how I view it. It's like, okay, all of those things are true about his, maybe his work ethic or his weight or this or that.
Yeah.
But
he's greatness.
Yeah. So what?
You know who else had this?
Barkley had a little bit of this.
Barkley had a lot of this too. You know who else had this? And he was the king of it, was Shaq. And yet all Shaq did was be arguably the most dominant player since Michael Jordan that I've ever seen. And yet Shaq had this, and you know, Kobe would get all pissed at him, and Shaq was like, what do you want from me? I'm Shaquille O'Neal. I saw a little bit of this, not in the same, because he wasn't Luka, but in my brief time that I was with the Buccaneers, you know who worked less than any other player I ever saw was Warren Sapp. He wasn't in shape. He never lifted weights. He wasn't that strong. He always was kind of fat. And last time I checked, that dude's in the Hall of Fame and just was an absolute wrecker of offenses. And I know for a fact that it bothered coaches that he didn't really work that hard. And his whole thing was, well, what do you want from me? Because I'm going to go out on Sunday and I'm going to destroy game plans. And so, like, what are you going to tell me? There are guys like that. While you do wish they had another gear to them, what are you going to tell someone that's been a five-time All-NBA player, first team? Like, it's hard to drill that into his head that he should be better than that. Oh, and by the way, he just led you to the NBA Finals, which goes back to the Russillo thing. Even if you don't love that, shut up, let him smoke his heaters, and you roll him out there, and you hope eventually you can convince him as he gets older, but you ride that pony until it bucks you off. You don't trade it for someone who's 6.5 years older that has as many problems as that guy. Now, if you wanted to trade him for a 31-year-old, like 31-year-old LeBron that spends $1 million taking care of his body and is never hurt and is just a warhorse, that I can make sense. But you just traded for an older, brittle Luka who's not as good.
Can I also point out that two of the best athletes we have going in American sports have giant dad bods?
Who's that?
Well, yeah, Jokic.
Oh, yeah, Jokic.
And Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Anybody complaining about those guys?
Yeah, when Mahomes got caught with his shirt off, he's like, yeah, you did me dirty.
I mean, you telling me Mahomes couldn't be in better shape? Of course he could. No one cares.
Yeah. It works.
What are we doing?
Well, he at least
there must be something deeper with Luka.
He gets to hide his stuff at least with the pads and you know and all that.
Just keep throwing dimes.
Just keep throwing dimes and scrambling around with your feminine hips, and no one's gonna say anything.
I think the other thing that makes it even weirder for Luka is like if Luka's game was what Anthony Edwards' game is, right, where it's really built on his athleticism and he was drinking and partying. Zion Williams, for example, Zion Williams' game is built on his athleticism and his strength. When he's out there drinking soda and getting fat, it speeds up how quickly he hits that cliff where you are no longer in your prime. Luka plays an old man game.
Yeah, kind of like Jokic.
Luka can play this way until he's 45 if he wants to.
That's fair. Yep. Jokic, same way. It's like, you may want Jokic slimmed down. You may want him, you know, who cares?
Yeah.
Look what he's doing.
That is the best comp, is that they just, neither one of those guys looks like they should be able to do anything, and yet they just go out and they triple double you to death.
That's weird.
And you know, I get it. Luka doesn't play a lot of defense, and but welcome to
the NBA.
Three quarters of the NBA.
It's absurd.
Damian Lillard was here, and we all loved him. And Lillard was in ridiculously good shape. And guess what? He didn't do. He didn't play defense.
He wasn't very good. But what you do, there have been so many superstar basketball players that don't play good defense.
Yeah.
All you do is just build. That's how you build around
them.
Is bring in lengthy defenders.
Yeah. And then Luka go for 35 and you'll be fine.
It's not that. I mean, come on. Somebody should hire me as GM.
Well,
got this all figured out.
Dallas may be looking for one pretty soon.
All right. What a weekend next on The Fan.
This is a Super Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com.
On 1080, The Fan.
What a weekend we had of sports. Well, not really.
No.
What was less important to you? Punxsutawney Phil seeing his shadow?
I did watch Groundhog Day again because of that. And let me tell you, that movie, delightful.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Good concept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day is Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Don't drive angry.
Punxsy saw his shadow.
Yeah.
So 6 more weeks of winter.
6 more weeks.
We're around here, that means like 6 more months. But
yeah, it's not going anywhere.
So what is that more important or less important than Eli Manning and the NFC winning the Pro Bowl games for a third straight year, dominating?
I will say that given my choice between watching, what is it, Knobblers? Where does Punxsutawney Phil come out of?
Yeah, it's like Knobblers Hill.
Hill or whatever. If I had to watch.
Gobbler's Knob?
Gobbler's Knob. I think that's what it is.
That sounds dirty, but it's not.
Yeah. If I had to watch a thing on Punxsutawney Phil or go, let's have it this, I had to go to a Groundhog celebration in Pennsylvania or go watch whatever the hell they were doing in the Pro Bowl, I'm taking the hog.
I think I might too.
Yeah.
I did not watch any Pro Bowl.
I did not either.
But I did read that Eli continues to dominate the PBGs.
If you had to bet on it, I said, take the NFC. They're a force to be reckoned with, and they did win again.
Are you taking credit for an Pro Bowl bet?
That's right.
Wow.
Mainly because I said Drake May is quarterback in the AFC. So,
well, there was one big viral vid that came out of the Pro Bowl, and it had nothing to do with the Pro Bowl festivities of the Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
there was one video that I saw that was making the rounds, and it was Marshall Manning.
Yeah, who I didn't
Peyton's
even know that
kid.
Was a thing.
Well, you knew Peyton had kids, right?
I didn't know his kid was like. Well, I mean, I guess. I wasn't aware of the age of the son, nor was I aware of Marshall Manning, which kind of sounds like Marshall Mathers. But I did see him throwing the ball, and I will tell you what. I could care less about, like, you know, I mean, God, people are freaking out at someone, like, is he 12, 13?
He's 13.
13. He's throwing, like, 20-yard fades. Okay. But the way he throws them, his mannerisms, when you watch Tiger and Charlie Woods, you're like, oh, my God, dude, that is a clone of his dad. He moves and throws in the mannerisms exactly like his dad. It's kind of freaky.
Yeah. They're saying that he wowed everyone at the PBGs.
He wowed them?
Well, yeah.
With his...
You see that 10-yard touchdown throw? Yeah. You didn't see that?
He's standing there against... Yeah, he was throwing to Jamar Chase, and he was throwing like 10-yard fades.
To be fair, I think he was maybe at the 15.
Maybe.
But you might have been right. He might have been at the 10.
That's if that's the highlight of the NBA weekend or the NFL Pro Bowl weekend.
Well, that's all I saw. And old Arch is over there with his cane. You know, he's looking old.
Yeah.
But
I did see someone had like a pick six.
Wait,
and they
not young, I mean Archie.
Archie, the old guy.
Yeah, the dad.
Yeah, Arch isn't walking around for Texas with a cane.
Yeah.
I did see like Buda Baker had like a pick six, and then there was a big foam pit. Oh, that everyone
so you
jumped
did
in.
See the Pro Bowl games, the PBGs.
No, I saw on Twitter that they were jumping into a big foam pit.
Well, you saw more than I did. I only saw Marshall Manning, and I saw that the Colts tweeted, Marshall Manning, man.
That's what we tweeted?
In the video of him throwing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hot Pro Bowl talk. I mean, I guess coming down to the NFL, we got Myles Garrett. I mean, that's something. Myles Garrett doing the NBA thing of I want the hell out. Also, Cooper Kupp getting shipped out of L.A.
Yeah, but Marshall Manning.
Marshall Manning. So no Cooper Kupp, no Myles Garrett.
Wait, where'd Cooper Kupp go?
The Rams say they don't want him back, so they're going to ship him out.
In the Pro Bowl, did either side blow a 21-point lead?
What? Hey, that is offsides.
Is it?
I feel like it is.
It went over Sook's head.
Well, Sook doesn't watch college basketball.
I lost money, so I'm mad.
I did, too. Oh, I had Kansas. 21?
Oh, that was
they, the... I had him on the money line, dude.
Me too.
There's no Buck reason they should have lost that game. I hate Hunter Dickinson, by the way.
As you should. See, this is why gambling's great. Mm. So he is talking about my Kansas Jayhawks.
Yes. Rock Chalk.
I, too, had them on the money line. I'm like, dude, they're Baylor. I've watched Baylor this year. I'm like, that team isn't that good. They were without Jeremy Roach. I'm like, Kansas is going to win this game. Kansas dominated them. They were up 21 points. Okay, 21 points. Do you know how many points that is?
That's a lot of points.
It's 21.
Especially college basketball where they don't score a lot.
Yeah, they held them. Like, I think Baylor had 21 points themselves at half.
One would think that that's a safe win.
Kansas lost by 11, dude.
It's not good.
They absolutely gacked.
It's not good.
That's a week after they were beating Houston. 18 seconds left.
Yeah.
They were up by 6. Going to the free throw line and lost to Houston.
You have just brought up two of the largest collapses in the history of Kansas basketball, and they've happened basically within a week of each other.
Oh.
I'm not kidding, because the 21 point loss to Baylor was the biggest lead the program has ever blown.
Really?
They have never blown a bigger lead than
Interesting.
That.
Interesting. Congratulations.
So Bill Self should write Will Ortner and me a personalized check.
Well, and Will,
but at least an apology.
You will appreciate the fact that, because you said you hate Hunter Dickinson.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's old.
I have been watching Kansas basketball with Isaac Robb now for 20 years. I have never seen Robb hate a Kansas player more than he hates Hunter Dickinson.
He's the worst.
He's the worst. It is palpable. Your hate bucket runneth over for him.
This whole team is the worst. I hate them all.
He's like a year younger than me, too, by the way. Like, he's been in college basketball forever. And hands up doesn't mean good defense.
So
you just have your hands up.
I know we talked about Anthony Davis.
Mm.
And, you know, Anthony Davis is a athletic freak, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not trying to compare Hunter Dickinson to Anthony Davis. But what I would say is Hunter Dickinson is the largest basketball player who is the biggest P I have ever seen. Now, that could apply.
He's like 7 foot, right?
Yeah, he's huge. That could apply to Anthony Davis.
Yeah. Say 7'2".
Yeah, Dickinson should dominate. He is such a candy ass, and I cannot stand him. Now, here's a more controversial Kansas. See, you brought it up. Ortner, this is your fault.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I know.
Here's a controversial Kansas take. Mm-hmm. Duane Harris, for as much as I hate Hunter Dickinson, Duane Harris is one of my all-time favorite Jayhawks. Mm-hmm. He is the point guard of this team. He all of a sudden sucks.
Is it because Hunter is rubbing off on him? Is he spending too much time close to Hunter Dickinson?
I don't know, but I'm even souring on him.
Wow.
Listen, I'm here to tell you guys, Jayhawk Nation is souring on Bill Self.
What?
Yes.
And his toupee?
Bill Self is getting some heat.
Interesting.
And there are reasons for that, of which I won't go into here. I'll spare you.
Mm-hmm.
But he is not having his best year. You know, they got 3 big-time transfers.
Yeah, and they were preseason number one, right?
Yeah, because they have not only Duane Harris, Hunter Dickinson, and KJ Adams all coming back, but they added 3 big-time transfers. They're like, oh my God, this team's loaded.
15-6, 15th in the country.
They're not very good.
No.
They can defend, and that's about it. Mm. And those transfers are not fitting in very well. It's a mess. And Bill Self's taking some heat.
I
sent him an email.
I just like watching Kansas basketball, dude, to see the rage that you have towards the big white stiff.
By the way, 6 minutes, they play against Iowa State tonight.
Oh, boy.
Who's lost two in a row as well?
Yes. We just got done watching them lose to Iowa State not too long ago.
I know. This is a big one. This is a big one. So you may lose me for the club. As a matter of fact, will you host the club?
I got you, bro.
No, I'll be here. I've got, I want to tell you about Christopher Walken because I find him delightful, just as most do.
As do I. But is there anyone that hates Christopher Walken?
He did an interview in the Wall Street Journal, and some of the facts about him that he revealed about himself, little things, are just great. And they're so on brand.
Wasn't he on the boat when Natalie Wood died? You don't know what I'm talking about?
I know Natalie Wood's story. I didn't know that. If that's true.
Because who's Natalie Wood's husband that basically killed her?
I don't know. Why don't you look that up and we'll come back and we'll do a clip
together. Robert Wagner.
Okay.
I think he was on the boat.
Mm-hmm. 602 on the fan.